TH. But propaganda, we can add there. Maybe do some research and see if it's hard to find literature on how you become a propaganda expert. So I suggest things here which I would presume is included in the such books. If not, let's write one here together. There is a comment section down there. I would add this. That, of course, we know that just as in a movie script, a propaganda script, often starts with the good and the bad, right? We've spoken about them. No doubts about that. Then and this is propaganda 101. And script writing. There has to be emotions involved. And what's the easiest way to get emotions going? Which, when you write scripts for Hollywood movies, is required to keep the viewer continuing looking. Because that's what you make money on. The same principle is here. When you get your audience, your readers or viewers or voters, emotionally involved on your side and against the bad side. And that's why we see you get immediately, and this time, for instance, with Russia and all that, and Ukraine, kind of it's the next day, or even the day before, it seemed, I have no idea, but that Russia stepped into Ukraine, you had that perfect, completely designed picture of Putin with the Hitler mustache. Wham, out there on social media on a broad basis. I mean, I am a system administrator for web servers and things like that, and a network technician. To me, it's kind of a database administrator and developer. To me, it's kind of obvious that that was a fabricated viral effect. You get the message out there quickly on a very broad basis. It was designed even professionally. All the memes flying around that people start to click on with that Hitler, Putin, or whoever you want to throw in there. And there you got, and then you got a Hitler Trump too, which kind of, I don't know if it wasn't the plan really, but that's how it works. So it's like, to put it short, as if global politics today has become a matter of script writing for a basic Hollywood action movie. And then, of course, the question we might then ask is, if we want the world scripted by someone with us as actors in it, if we want that at all, would we want an action movie or a war movie? Aren't there better, nicer movies to be in than that? Pounding with your fists on the bad guy and shooting him with your big gun. Oh, aren't we a little fed up with that?